can and start the new sugya, the new Maramakomis tomorrow, but see out of the Shmaya. Okay. So I'd like to begin by opening the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. This is once again a review, something which we've seen before. Simen Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch writes, also lahotzi shechva zera levatola v'ovan zechomer mikol avera shebetorah. I was asked this morning, well, what's the source for this din? So our Tosfos in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, seems to say that the source for this din is the mitzvah Puur Ravu. And therefore women who are not obligated in Puur Ravu do not have any comparable violation, even if anatomically there would be something somewhat comparable. We spoke a little bit about Zera Ha'isha last week. So that's 2 days in Tosfos, whether that would be permissible or not. Tosfos says that maybe it doesn't exist in reality, but if it would exist somehow, maybe it does exist, just not to a normal bedik of Nida. Maybe it, otherwise it might exist. It might be prohibited. 2 days. And there are others who have many, many other sources for the Isser, primarily based on the sugya in Masechta Nida, but the Gemara is marich in this violation. And the Gemara quotes a whole series of psukim. First, it starts from Yigimel Amad Aleph in Masechta Nida, and says Yechayev Misa as derived from Erva Onan. And then it says, in discussing this Easter with all the details of, you know, how a man should conduct himself, not to do this and not to do that, in order to avoid this problem. The Gemara speaks about the Gariyat Zahara B'Nafsho, and the Gemara speaks about the Naiv Biyad, Lo Sinuf, fascinating pshat, which is obviously not Pshut L'Shel Mikra, but the post can talk about that, and we shall see soon, Halacha L'Maisa, that it's is relevant. The Pasha Pshat, I believe, in the source for this Isser, assume it's an Isser Gomer B'Daraisa, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which somebody wrote to him as if it's a Rabbanon, and he yells at him. He said, how can you dare say such a thing? It's an Isser D'Oraisa. But the question, of course, becomes, very nice Isser D'Oraisa, but where does it come from? It doesn't seem to be one of the 613. So where does it come from? It has to have some kind of a source. So the Gemara tells us in Masechta, in two places, in Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf and Masechta Ksubis, Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Chumash, we read it just a few weeks ago, V'nishmartu mikol dovah ra, what does it mean? Al yahar adam b'yom v'yov l'day tumah b'layla. What does that mean? Sounds like it's just some kind of a agada to Gemara. So Tosfos says in Masechta Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf, no, it's a drasha gemura, as you see clearly in the sugya over here in Masechta Ksubis on Daf Mem Vav. And what Tosfos is driving at is because they're deriving this. Deriving something else, what do you do with this pasuk, they're going back and forth with psukim, and the guy's a drasha gemura. So if this is usher, if even here alone is usher midaraisa, kal v'chomer, that if an individual does something physically to, or more than that, there's different levels. Even if not physical, it's usher in the gemara. If it's motzi zera levatola b'mezid, premeditatively, that's worse than a person just thinking things he shouldn't be thinking by day. Lisa de Tumah Balayla. Worse than even that, as we shall see soon, is Biyad. So these are the sources. That's how the Shulchan Aruch starts off. Simen Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. Lefichach, lo yadam dosh mifnim v'zor mibachutz v'lo yisak tana she'en a real elif. Sif Beis. Elo sheminafim biyadam otzien shech v'zera lo daish lem she'o isa gadol hu el she'o sezeh b'nidui yoshev tamachlokas harishonim. Is it automatic nidui, or you have to put him in nidui? V'aleim nemi yodecha damim maleu kilo harag hanefesh. Rambam, this is from Rambam. Doesn't usually talk this kind of language. Obviously, he thinks it's a very serious violation. And he's fearful that people are going to just ignore it. The poskim do say, what if a person is about to commit an aveira of znus mamish, and he's so overcome with his yetzer, and he knows there's only one way out of this. The way out of it is motzi zera levatola. That's going to calm himself down. He's not going to do the aveira of znus. So the poskim say he should do it. Even though the other place it says it's the worst aveira in the world, oh, it's not the worst aveira. There are worse averas than this. It's, let's not get carried away. And therefore, in that sad situation, that would be the lesser of the evils, as the poskim put it. Fine. This is quoted over here, right in the first spot in the Beis Shmuel of Kot Nalef. Only has to fast 40 days though afterwards. It says in the Gemara that's worse. Avon motzizera is ochomim mikol averus lav dafka. This is what's quoted from the Beis Shmuel over here in Siman Chav Gimel in Sif Koton Aleph.
What if you're about to be in Shabbat
Pnuyat Tahara? Same thing. That's a worse issue. So these are again sad situations. I'm not advocating any of these situations. You should be in Chalila v'Chalila in the first place. We're discussing what it says in the poskim right here on the side of the page. Here in Siman Chav Gimel. The problem, of course, Rav Osai, is what's the comparison between this and someone who is being Nosi Iktana? So already we discussed this last week. The Beis Shmuel says, the Ramo and Sifhei says, Mutal L'shamash Iktana V'Ailanis Hol M'shamash K'derech Ha'aretz. So how can the Shulchan Aruch say over here that Lo Yis Iktana in the same breath as Doshim Rifnim Adorim B'chutz, when one is Osir and one is Mutter? What's going on over here? So the Beis Shmuel says, well, yeah, if the Ramo is right, you have to reinterpret the Mechaber to mean, what it means is as follows. Bittel Piri V'Rivya, Lama Shemotso Azer Levatola. Mishemachim Nosaktana, post facto, Mutal Shamashima after the Divosa. V'lo Kabach, the cause of the Pligi. The Bach, I can't blame the Bach. The Bach learns the Ramam and the Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto. In the same breath, he puts these two together. Doshim Rifnim, and Dharma V'chutz on the one hand, and Nosaktana, on the other hand, in any event, even if we're going to assume that the Kohen, since the Ramo is accepted the halacha, we have to reinterpret the Mechaber to mean that the Lisaktana is not the same level of violation, it's just really a violation of Bittul Piri V'Rivya. Nonetheless, it's also a violation. We see from here, clearly, that a man is not permitted to marry a woman with the understanding that she's not going to have any children for X number of years. Although, why not marry Ktana? Marry Ktana, she's 10. Okay, 2 years, she'll have kids. So she's going to watch that. I want to go to school for 2 years. So she's a Ktana. She could be 21, she's a Ktana. Because she says, I have 2 more years, I can't have any children. I don't mean it biologically, I mean it psychologically, whatever you want to call it. So you shouldn't marry such a woman. That's what it says here. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Even if you're going to avoid Zera Levatola, she'll use a pill, whatever thing she'll use. Doesn't make a difference. It's just not right. It's just not right. Okay, we'll come to it later. I was asked in Beis Medrash, what are the matirim hold? I'm going to come to it in a few minutes. Hope to get to there. Okay, Rabosa. There's a problem, Rabosa. The Bach seems to say it's an itzir vatzor zer levatola as long as she's a ketana, right? And why is it not the same, Rabosa, according to the Bach, as someone who married, who's living with a zakena or an akara? The Bach asks that kasha, and the Bach answers, well, there you married a woman. At the time you married her, you had no idea she was an akara. No idea. And you marry a woman, and then, Baruch Hashem, she lives a long life, and she becomes a zakena. So what are you going to do? Divorce her now. So since you married the woman at the time you married her, it was you did it with good intentions, so then even though later on she becomes, you determine she's an akora, she becomes 25 years later a zakena, so then it's okay. To me, that's what the Bach says. Techpillei ploye mamsh. I don't understand the Bach. Do you mean to tell me that you're not going to marry a postmenopausal woman? That's what the Bach will in effect say. He's post-menopausal. So according to the Bach, a man is 50. His man is 60. And he's Nebuch lost his wife. And there's another woman, she's also 60. She lost her husband. So the Baruch Hashem should get... No, can't marry because he's 60. He's still being Motzi Zera. And she's 60. She's post-menopausal. You mean that that's usher? Cannot be. It's impossible. Yes. No, Ptan is Aser. That I can't blame the Bach. The Bach says it's an absolute Issah to marry a Ktana, the same as it is an Issah, as Dashi Rifnim is Omer Mechutz. That's the Pasha for you to the Rambam. Right? Not like the Rambam. The Rambam just disagrees. So the Bach says, so what do you do when your wife turns 60? The Torah says, you married her when she was 20. You're not going to Mechutz to divorce her. It turns out your wife is an Akora. You married her, you didn't know. Not Mechutz to divorce her. To me, that's Pilei Ploim. To follow that logic to this conclusion, if you're 60 and she's 60, you can't marry her. Who's she going to marry her to? Who's going to marry her? A guy who's 85 can only be Motzi Zera. That's not good. She's only 60. She's a young woman, relatively. Oh, you're supposed to marry someone your own age. It's so much not Mem Dalet. This Bach to me is a Pilei Ploim de Gabach. What's he going to do? It's for all times. People have never lost a spouse. They remarried age 60. He's 60, she's 60. And he's still able to have kids. We know 60-year-olds have kids. And she is a long postmenopausal. So what's going on over here? I just don't understand. I don't understand the Bach. I don't understand the Bach. So you have to say Lechor as follows. The Rambam is telling you two dinim. These Sif Aleph and Sif Beis are two separate dinim in the Rambam. What are these two dinim? We spoke about it a little bit before. Rabbi Osai, there are two levels of Isser. There's an absolute Isser. That's Sif Beis. Menachem Biyad, and all that kind of stuff. And then, Sif Aleph, there's a Maisa Bia being done. The Rambam is Mechadish Vakeret, I told you, I think Rambam is a Mekel, not a Machmer. The fact that the Rambam puts together Dashim Rifnim Zarim Bechutz with Ketana, doesn't mean he thinks that Ketana is more Chomer. He thinks that Dashim Rifnim Zarim Bechutz is more Kal. And why is it more Kal? Because the Maisa Bia was done. It's true, the Zriya Bechutz came later, and Rambam writes, that's why you don't pass the Rabbi Lezer, on that Flam Adal on the base. Noch alts, even though we don't pass together, but that's a lamaisa. But from Rabbi Elezer, we derive that it's a lower level Isser. Well, it's a lower level Isser. Rambam feels comfortable putting it in the same breath with somebody who is marrying a ketana. That's the Pashup Shat, and the Rambam as quoted Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. Same thing as the Rambam when it comes to Shaloka Darka. Rambam passes that it's Usser if there's Motzi Zera. Why? Because you should have been Motzi Zera. Kedarka, that's the normal way to do things. Therefore, the Rambam is against all these things. He's against Zohar Bechus, he's against Ketana, he's against Shalom Kedarka, because you should marry a woman and live with her normally in the way they can have children. But when you're 60 years old, and you're looking for someone to get married to, and they don't want to look at you when they're under 55, then what are you going to do? They'll tell me, oh, so the normal thing is for a 60-year-old man to marry a 60-year-old woman. 65-year-old man is already retirement age. So it's the normal thing. You marry a woman who's 60. That's not a violation at all. That's the normal way of life. That's the normal way of life. He's not supposed to be marrying a girl who's 20. It leads to ketotis, as the Gemara puts it. And the Taz himself says over here, you can't say ketana, even ketana is not a complete issue. Because the Gemara speaks about shalosh shalosh b'shamash b'moch. One of them is ketana. Otu b'rishi yatskinam. So yeah, so we have to understand everything in a proper context. Why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch left out the entire din of Shalosh Noshim, this I don't know. The Poskim has, we didn't quote it. So that's a question which I'm not able to answer. Okay, this is my introduction over here. Now, Rabbi Osai, we had spoken last week about Siman Hay. I'm going to go back to Siman Hay. I want to see the theory of relativity. What are you doing if you're stuck? In Siman Hay, we are taught at the end of Sifir Aleph, Hamasaris is on the keva, bein be'odna, bein b'sharminim, potter aval osir. So machlokus is nisa deraisa, or nisa derabonim. So I saw in the altar of Poskim something which is quite, I found it quite astounding. This is in, as I said, our same Simen Chav Gimel still, same Sifkotin, it was called Sifkotin Yud Zayin. It went all the way to Os Mem Dalet, I think it ended. So here at the very end, in Os Mem Beis, he quotes a couple of tshuvas. They have, a woman is forget it. She, for the rest of her life, she cannot have any children. It's too dangerous. Too dangerous. So they prefer shtias kol shel ikrim. We saw the Gemara in the Afsamachem and Beis last week. That's better than any of the methods of birth control. Now, of course, you'll ask a question. This is a modern shuvah from the 20th century. It's the Mamar Sheba Sefer, Rabbi Horowitz. The Mamar Sheba Sefer, Layova Lehari Rosenheim. Who was Rabbi Yaakov Rosenheim? I don't know who he was. He was the founder of the Agudas Yisrael. So he was, that was I think in 1912 or some of them. Obviously, he's a 20th century tzaddik. And when he's Sefer Yov, he probably turned 70 years old or something like that. That's probably somewhere later on in the 20th century. I can't say exactly what year it was. And in that more relatively modern age, someone's writing about these things. They don't have any quack. They don't have kosher. They could be a billionaire. Could support the Aguda till Mashiach if he's going to come up with such a thing. So they don't have it. Look what he says. Unbelievable. He has a way. He thinks he can make a woman sterile without a real operation. What do you give? Amazing. Are they carne rentgen or radium? X-rays, which are, that's why a woman is very careful not to go anywhere near X-rays. Even men, when you go to the dentist, they cover parts of your body to protect it from X-rays. Okay? Because that's going to lahashkes pulas shlal abeitim shalayisha. And therefore he says, this is more kal than all the other shtias kol sikrim, or the equivalent is more kal. Why? Because then it's only grama. So a woman who's sick, this is what she should do. Amazing. Amazing. Then he has a new part. Biyameinu, I don't know what he's talking about. This is written in the 20th century. You can tell what this means. Himtziu hamtzol slahashkes klezer ha'isha al zman yodua. To destroy her reproductive organs only for temporarily? Huh? Yeah. Then it's okay, because if she gets better, we can put it back.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, you have it?
I think it's called tubal ligation.
All right, we're talking about that. Tubal ligation. The tubal ligation, Rabbi Isai, he talks about that too, I believe. He throws in a phrase as follows. One little word over here. He says like this. He keeps talking again about the x-rays again. And then he throws, after talking about then he talks about the fact why it's better to do it this way, even though maybe some are prohibited, than to do it the other way. Because it's only a one-time avera. Quote Shulchan Aruch Shimon Shin Chav Chesif Yudalit. A chol hashesh bo sakon. What do? You shecht? That's on Shabbos. Do you shecht? Or do you give him the veiler? What's it then?
Shecht.
There are many reasons given. One of the reasons is given by the Ran in the Yuma, because the shecht is only one issur. Even though it's the issur skila, it's a shechita, and lamatas volokas. Otherwise, you have to give him the veiler. One kazayas, next kazayas, next kazayas, next kazayas. It's better to do it once. But here too, you do it once. As opposed to every single time there's a bee, it has to be some kind of a contraceptive, which may be a problem. And certainly, shtias kol shel ikrin, the kal, nisharim, soyim, v'enotzvak pamachas. And then in summation, he says, yesh lahata, either with x-rays again, or ayadei nituach. Operation. What do you mean? It must mean tubal ligation. The next paragraph, he quotes the Sefer Ezra's Noshim, who has a whole hilchos minyas hirayon. Quotes this earlier source, it's even a more modern sefer, obviously sometime in the 20th century. Nituach kal she'osim arofen no ayroyan, are the kishur shvoferes shalabetzim. They call it by us tying the tubes. Tying the tubes is a very nice euphemism. They don't just tie the tubes, and they cut them. They tie them and they cut them. He says, if they're asher yicholim lekasher achakach, you tie them, you can untie them. Not so poshut. They can once again reattach them to the rechem, should become a bas bonim again, and therefore it's a good way to do it. Adkan, I don't know. That's what it says over here. I'm reading to you from Osman Beis. Now, so in order to analyze what the later post can talk about, these I took out a sefer from the Beis Medrash called the Nishmas Avraham. Nishmas Avraham was by a very big tzaddik, Dr. Avraham in Eretz Yisrael. This is the new edition. Came out piecemeal. I have in my house the old edition. Came out first three volumes in the whole Shulchan Aruch. Then it came out Dalet and Hei Likutim. Then he put it all together in four volumes. Aruch Chaim, Yerodea, Ibn Ezra Chosh Mishpat. This is the Madura Shnia, which is on Ebenezer. So I'm going to quote it from this edition. and the page numbers are from here as well. I'm going to tell you a few things which are of relevance. On page Kuf, let's see if I can find it. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Kuf Lamed Zayin. He writes as follows. He quotes him and says, they have it right in front of me. Are you these? He quotes the Tzitz Eliezer. He's matir. And Rav Moshe doesn't like it. You know why? It bleeds. This could be some bleeding from the IUD. It's true. Could be yes, could be no. Depends on the case. If she bleeds, she'll have to be needs a needle. And then he quotes pills. Again, should be mutter. Rav Moshe again is worried about bleeding. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. These things are both sides. There is no issue of aleitz and alavanim whatsoever. Here on page Kuf Lamed Ches, he talks about these tubes, and he quotes this Osra Poskin, and he writes in parentheses, he's a doctor. You can always reverse it. He writes in parentheses, Zenachon b'ka'asora ad eshrim achuz. It only succeeds in 10 to 20% to put it back. He throws it in parentheses. I don't know what the internet says about this, but that's a pretty low percentage if you ask me. Could be is there still mud that's not an absolute. Maybe you can put it back. B'chuli, b'chuli, b'chuli. Rav Moshe says, I don't care if you can put it back. It's Osir anyway. Osir anyway is Rav Moshe Rabosai in Chelek Dalet. Rav Moshe talks about this directly. In Chelek Dalet, Simen Lamed Beis. Os Aleph. This is written in Tavshin Mem Aleph. What you says is a way to Isha, Sirus Isha Sheefshla Takno Al Yadei Nituach. So Rav Moshe writes, he says, it's Aser, even though it could be Shaykhless Rapid, but Nituach. He's a Gomez, he's a Sirus. He says, maybe it's even a Daraisa. He denies the whole idea. He says, as it goes back by itself, it's one thing. If you do an operation to put it back, that's considered Isha Gomez. That's what Rav Moshe writes. And so Machlogos Gedolia Apostle.
Just tying one
tube. So what's it? She'll become a mother next month.
No, but what, is it possible that that would decrease her chances? She'll maybe have half as many children as she would have.
So okay.
Maybe she'd like that. She'll be kind of get pregnant once every 4 years instead of every 2 years.
No one's gonna go for that. Then that's not gonna. This is not gonna happen.
The dinosaur
heroes. Could be. Because you're doing surgery. Rav Osai, a reference is made here to the Netziv in Meshiv Dover. Meshiv Dover, Tshuvas of the Netziv. Let's see if I can find it for you. Here we are. Simen Peches. This Shaila, Ishi Shemis Takenes. Look what he writes. It's a similar to what we spoke about on Thursday in Shir. He says, the Re who says, Subis, Lifnei Tashmish is mutter, Eina Mechavan Ashkasas Lashkasa, Ashkas, he's trying to say his wife shouldn't die, is Lashitaso, Lamadalan Bez Nivamis, Shaloka Darka. This we Mamish saw this from somebody else, said exactly the same thing on Thursday, and the Netziv says it. And there it's only Bakroi, Zakhtu Netziv. Eina Afkimir Ben Bakroi Ben Mitzvitas. And the Shiv de Bakroi, Eina also came as Shimisha wrote to Lashkas Zerah. Elarotz alitam tama shalokadarka. We quote the Gemara in Arius. It's like Rav Moshe said. The being a litam tama di yisura. Avo betmidos harayona osa elal kedil hashchus azera. V'meilu adin kan. Shemeshamesh b'moch b'shas b'shem sakonos aisha. Shari. According to the Re. Not everyone agrees with the Re. And then he says as follows. Same thing applies with a katana or shalokadarka. Because it's a maisa biya. It shouldn't be done, okay. So if you had in mind to avoid pregnancy, that's Erev Onan. But Bakroy and a Machab on the Kach, so to Moch, if she's in Sakana, same bonus as it's Tzemach Tzedek. It's all the same Yisodos found over here in the Tziv, Simen, Peches, in the Meshav Dov. Okay? Fine. Rabbosai, there's a new method. I couldn't even find it in the Nishmas Avraham. I didn't see it here. He talks about different types of Isurim of Chalila v'chas of Isusirus and respect to a woman. He has some things about that. But when it comes to what I'm looking for, I did not find it. He talks over here about Koshal Ikrin, the whole story over here. Masaris and Akeva, Koshal Ikrin. The Sirus has only been Maisa, which is Pasha means the Maisa of cutting. Sirus is cut. That is the Maisa. There's a whole discussion of Sirus with a man. They call it a vasectomy. Right? That is Aser, Sirus of a man. For sure it's Aser. What about a hysterectomy? So, if it's a sakana, you're allowed to do it. Chalila v'chatza could be a cancer sakana, and he's suffix sakana. But other than that, she stam wants to take out her hysterectomy, remove the rechel, so she shouldn't have any children. That's the prohibition. That's Messiah's Hassanah Keva. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. And he quotes over here from the Rabbi Vajas, it's the same thing. Certain limited cases, he has certain leniencies, but generally speaking, he says it's a problem. And he has discussions, as we said before. Again, the same idea. One is that one aver of Sirius better than to have many multiple Isurim? Heard from Shlomo Zalman that maybe it's permissible in such a circumstance. V'chulei. Okay. It's a complex shaila. And he gives other examples where this comes up. Then he talks about something called endometrial ablation, which means what do? They electronically or somehow they lasers, they take the lining out that causes akarut, as he calls it. Sometimes there's some islands of blood left, you know, of the lining. And there are even some people that can even be a pregnancy in theory. Gives you all the various medical journals on the bottom. May you do this. So Rabbi Yoshev says it's mutter. It's not a psik resha of akaros, right? And as a result, he says it's only if your intention is a benign. To limit the bleeding, but if your whole intention is to cause akarut, such as tying the tubes, then it's not allowed. And he quotes this from Rav Neuwirth as well. It's not allowed because it's a cutting. This is not really cutting. It's a laser. So there is something which is not discussed in this sefer at all. I don't understand why. The sefer is a very modern sefer, very written. Just came out last year, I think, a few years ago. And that is as follows. Instead of tying the tubes and cutting them, what they do is they put something in the tubes. They block the tubes. Blocking the tubes is the same effect as cutting the tubes. The egg can't get to the right place and you can never have a child. So I thought that in a situation in which Puruvu is no longer mandated for whatever reason, it would be permissible. It is true, to be honest, full disclosure, I believe that in these cases, what happens at the end of the day is that it's likely that the tubes are going to become disintegrated. Because after they put some silicone, or they put into the tube, after a while, the whole thing will in effect disintegrate, and it'll be in effect the same as cutting the tubes. It's going to just fall apart. It seems to me that's not what they want. From the perspective of the woman, she doesn't need that. So once it's blocked, that's good enough. And here they can say it's a psikresha that's going to disintegrate. That's a psikrei shel yachazman. We learned Masechta Shabbos. We have sort of Shulta Giborim says a psikrei shel yachazman is mutter. Not for that, you probably can't walk into your house in the winter. You walk into the house, so the cold air blows in and puts on your central heating earlier than it would otherwise. How do you walk into the house? So the answer is a psikrei shel yachazman would be. Okay, here it's even lo nichalei pepshuto. What if she doesn't? As long as it's blocked, it doesn't have to be cut. So it's even better. So that I think is legitimate. Again, when you can't count on putting it back. So whenever she reached an age or a stage or a situation where she's not required to have any more children, we already saw that in Chasam Sofer Simen Hey. We read the Pischei Tshuva Sivkaton Yud Aleph that if she's weak and she has too much pain and she's whatever you want to call it. So then it seems to me this would be a possibility. Fine. So what happens, Rabosai, if the danger, Rabosai, is not that the woman's going to die, but the danger is that the children are going to be not well? Very sad story. So Rav Moshe talks about this as well in Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph originally. That's in Simon Samach Beis, which is a tshuva before the big one. We saw Samach Gimel. We looked a little bit in Samach Dal, even peaked in Samach Hey. This is Samach Beis, which we did not look at. Just read you a little snippet from Samach Beis. It's a short tshuva, written Tavshin Yud Beis. The children will be sick. So Rav Moshe says, Mokas Aser. Why? It's not, what's the big deal? She has no sakana. I the Vlad, look at the Rav Moshe. Yosef Tov Lo Mishanolad Mishalonolad Klal. Donoladin Borom Olam Abba. Okay. This is. Okay, she's going to use Sam. That's just a, we call it a spermicide. Okay. Then we have room to be Makil, etc., etc. But to use actual Moch, Rav Moshe thinks it should not be done. And in Chelek Gimel, he writes, it can't be too serious. Can't do serious, and he says, if the tsar godol of the banim, balemum, there's a little more makel in here, he's willing to be makel with moch. That's in Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Beis. And Nigros Moshe is a little bit more makel there than he is here in Chelek Aleph. Okay. So before going on into these issues of children who are compromised from the perspective of their physical health, bali movement, etc., etc. We had spoken last week about the nitziv, and the nitziv said based upon the shiltas. The shiltas said based on the pesul pshat and the gemara and tanach beis and beis. But bokus ras erech leva tanach edech because you don't know the first will be good, the last will be good, the both will be good. For the tzivah d'loshin, the sveka d'oraisa, you're not sure if your first shouldn't be matzliach. So what does matzliach mean? They're going to die. Doesn't sound that way from the lashon of the nitziv, and it's also hard to say that with the shiltus men. Most people live. So what does it mean matzliach? So we suggested that pru revu nowadays, since matan Torah, is not the same simply umilu es haaretz b'chivshua, just fill up the world with people. No, you have to have people who are going to be continuing the Mesorah given at Sinai. So I wanted to show you those of the Shulchan Aruch at the opening. Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. There is a Chochma Shlomo. A Chochma Shlomo on the very bottom of the first page in the Shulchan Aruch, most of the print that most of us have. Maybe it's on the flip side and some other Shulchan Aruchs. He discusses the following. He wants to say his faults. Gido Yosem V'Yosoma. The Megadah Yosem V'Yosoma. The Stapakti. Mishagil Yosef Yisoma Besoch Beso in Nechshav Zeki and Puravu Kev Dam Chazal Hamegadol Yosef Yisoma Besoch Beso Mal Abakosav Kili Yolodom. Whoa, what does that mean? The Pasha doesn't mean it's Puravu. Come on, really Puravu? Nah. But today, since Matan Torah, the two dimensions to Puravu is having the child biological, which he can't do, and then he can adopt a Jewish child and he can raise a Jewish child. So that's a partial kiyum of Puru Revu, because Puru Revu means, it's Matan Torah, not just bringing biological children into the world, but seeing to it that they grow up to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. That's a part of it. That being the case, Rabbosai, We can argue that a person who feels his children are going to not come out right, that it's a problem. He should have more children. So if he has he had two children already, who's going to come out right? Have more and more children, so hopefully at least a boy and a girl will come out right. Oh, I think I mentioned I was talking to Rav Shechter Shalita, and he referred me to the Gemara in Brachas. So I want to read you the Gemara inside. The Gemara in Brachas says in Daf Yudam and Aleph, fascinating Gemara. It says as follows: Yishayo Perek Lamed Ches, Vayomem Ahem Cholach Hizkiyo Lomus, Vayomem Lav Yishayo Ben Amat Hanavi, Vayomem Lav Koma Hashem Tzvokos. Tzav levei secha ki meis hatov, lo sichya. Mai ki meis hatov, lo sichya? Meis hatov ba'olam hazeh, lo sichya l'olam habo. Oh, well, mai kuli hai? Well, Chizkiyahu's the biggest tzaddik in the world. You guys give me a death sentence. Not only in this world, but in the next world. The tzaddik is out olam. What's this? Amalei, shim lo asak le v'piri v'rivya. He never married. Amalei, you know why? Shum de chazai li beruach hakodesh, the nafki minoy benin de lo mali. I have it beruach hakodesh. Chizkiyahu is not only a nerech, also a navi. My son's going to be no good. Amalei yishai said to him, Bahadi kavshi de rachmano lo malach. My de mifkaretut ibaloch lemen bad. Uma de nichle kamikut shabrichu levad. You have to do yours, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will do his. See what he answered? Amalei, hashta havli bratach. Give me your daughter in marriage. Evsha di garmas chusa di diu di doch. Venafke minoi benin de mali. Maybe after all, despite my prophecy, faker. Amalei, kfar nigzera olecha gzera. You're dead. Too late to marry my daughter. Amalei ben amos. Shel ben amos. Usually they say when you call him by his, that's like a, you know, ben Amram. When they wanted to give him, you know, ben Yishai. Didn't call him Yishai. They were cousins. They were all really related, all from Beis Dovid. Kalei nevuoscha v'tzei. Get out, you're out. You're not a Navi anymore. Kach mekublani v'beis avi yabba. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavaro shel odom al yim natzim en arachmim. So what happened? So, he davened, and Hashem spared him, and in fact he married Yishayahu's daughter. And who was the son? Menashe, who was an Obed Avodah Zorah and brought Klai Yisrael to Avodah Zorah. Can you imagine that? He's Chizkiyahu HaTzadik's son, he's Yishayahu HaNavi's grandson, he's Obed Avodah Zorah. So who's right? Who's right over here? Who's right? The Gemara goes into the idea of back to the original story about how did he avert the death sentence? By Yasev Chizkiyahu Ponev Al Akir by Spal Hashem. Same Perek in Yishayahu Perek Lamed Ches. What does that mean? Ikiros Libo, and he said, "Listen, I did so many good things. Help me out, right?" Samach Gula Tefila the Gemara. She's going to say it for a full whole sugis in the Gemara. Okay, fine. Rabbi says, "So what did they? Who was right? Apparently, Chizkiyahu was wrong and Yishayahu was right. What were they fighting about?" So the Mefarshim and the Yaakov here have a whole discussion. Who was right and why? So some say, really Chizkiyahu is right. That the whole idea is having good children. Except you have no right to rely on prophecy. It's not inevitable. You could have changed it. But in Imtim Saloma, you knew that they'd be all bad. You really shouldn't have children. Some say, although the child was bad, Menashe was bad, he did tshuva at the end of his life. Others say, Menashe was bad, but out of that Menashe came Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who was the biggest Baal tshuva ever. So you can't... So that's a question. Is Chizkiyahu wrong? Because you just have to have your children and then let the chips fall where they may? No, Chizkiyahu fundamentally is right. But we never know what's going to happen. Varai could do tshuva, or the grandson, the great-grandson could be a tzaddik. That's a fundamental shadow which relates to our discussion. Right? This is, I wanted to read you from the Gemara Brachas on that Yudav Amad Aleph with the Mefarshim and the Ein Yaakov right over there. Fine. Now, this Sefer Mincha Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Unfortunately, And our Beis Medrash, we have a couple of volumes, but this volume is not there. It's called Mincha Shlomo Chelek Gimel. I have it in my house. But here, the Chalakim are divided differently. It's Kama, Tinyana. I just couldn't find the whole Chelek. Yes, sir?
Based on the results of that, then that obviously has an effect then on what we're just talking about, right?
Absolutely.
So then, what's the question anymore? Obviously, if he had to do shuva for it, because it was wrong for him to take matters into his own hands, then when you have a marriage where maybe the children might come out, you know, not normal or something.
Right.
Why don't we just say, yeah, we should go through it anyways.
That's what some poskim say. I'll just say, no. The reason why Chizkiyahu was wrong is because his cheshbon was wrong. Either Menashe did tshuva or Yoshio was a tzaddik. But when it comes to the doctors say klar, all the doctors will say if you have a child, the child is going to be a balmum, maybe he's going to die, all your children are going to die before the age of two. They all talk about all these various tshuvas. So then you're not mechuyah. So the Mincha Shlomo Rabos, which again I can't show it to you, it's in Chelek Gimel. Maybe somebody can go to the Old Beis Medrash and get it. You just don't have it here. Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Gimel, Sif Koton Aleph. Reb Shlomo Zalman talks about these things, and it's quoted over here in the Sefer Nishmas Avram. Talks about all these citations. What do you do in these kinds of cases? Let me just, if I can find you the right place, I will show it to you. There he says that perhaps in the following situation, you feel, this is an amazing quotation, and I have big problems with this quotation. Shlomo Zalman is discussing the issue of tzar. Bringing sick children into the world is a tzar. It's a tzar for the child, and it's a tzar for the parents. For both. It's tzar for both. And the question is, what kind of is there any kind of some kind of a leniency in such a situation? There'll be so much tzar. I believe it's found in the Sefer Nishmas Avraham at the very beginning of the Sefer. The very beginning, page 1. This is page Aleph. He has a genetic disease. Okay, it's quoted on page Aleph of Nishmas Avraham. Mesupkani. His machlat Torah shtit, v'tzetzov you call your man b'tzar. Are you required to get married and have children who are gonna live their whole lives in pain? When you find a woman who's not gonna have any children, look at Shlomo Zalman's interesting analysis. The first page of the Sefer. She'ein chil levazbez yosem ishlish achomesh menachosov afilo amitzvah of eretz. Should we say that? However, as you said, and he doesn't understand. He thinks it's a tzarachim. I have a kasha. In my view, this din is not correct. So I said to argue with Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says that you're not chayev to spend more than 1/5 of your money for pruruvu. Rabbi said if that's the case, no one would ever be chayev in pruruvu. There'd be no one in the world. It's a multi-billionaire. All your money goes for your kids. Fifth? You're lucky you have 1/5 for yourself. What are you talking about? A fifth of your money went for pruruvu? I don't know what he's talking about. Everyone's spent the tuition crisis. People pay tuition with 1/5 of their money. But besides taking care of their children's clothing and their food. Wait, I don't know what he means. I thought you could say like Shlomo Zalman, v'lav mitamei, not based on money. A different word on both sides. You're not permitted to bring tzar to a yid. You're not permitted. Everyone knows, also tzar, the post can say, you're not allowed to break someone's object. I'll pay you. No, it's also you're causing a yid tzar. So here you're causing this poor kid tzar, and frankly you're causing your wife tzar. Who's gonna take care of these sick? You're gonna go to work. Who's gonna be stuck with these sick kids for 2 years till they never die? To the wife, not cause tzar to another yid. That's what I thought the heter would be over here. Especially in a die within 2 years. Seems to me, this is that makes you an honest. So your potter, nothing to do with 1/5 of your money. I'm going to give you my take on this very sad situation. Yes?
I think it's your responsibility to talk about the biological proof, not the
correct.
Second.
Correct. He's talking about the biological. There's biological problems of Balei Mum, with genetic diseases, they're going to die in 2 years, or things of this nature.
Take that 130 money on that, but as far as raising your kids, you are afraid to spend 130
money. Yeah, but the whole idea is that the Peru Revu is, the whole point of it is that you're going to, it's going to cost you down the road. No one as a child, at age 1 day, is oblivious to the fact that you are now going to be in debt for the rest of your life. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's, I don't mean literally, but it's going to cost you more than 1/5 of your money. Rabbi says, don't push it by me. Unless you have so much money. How can it not cost you more than 1/5 of your money? I don't see how it's possible. Prove a boy and a girl. So the boy and a girl, to the two of them. And you could take it 3 tries to get a boy and a girl. Or maybe 4, 5, or 6 to get a boy and a girl. It's going to cost you much more than 1/5 of your money. It's came there really. Rabbi Elsai, I was asked this morning to justify those who advocate contraception upon marriage. And I believe in intellectual honesty. I have very close chaverim who offer it, and I'll tell you what it's based upon and why I think it's not true. The main reason that the chosh, I'm not talking about Rabbanim Kalim who don't think straight. Want to give whatever they want to hear. No. Chashuvim. The reason is they say, there's too much, unfortunately, there's too much divorce immediately upon marriage. What they call today quickie divorces. There are too many of them. We see too many couples getting divorced within a year. So therefore, these Rabbanim say, you know what? Across the board, everyone should practice birth control for a year. And therefore, if after a year they're still married, Baruch Hashem, the first year is the hardest. So then, there'll be a much better chance they'll be able to stay married on Me'av Esrim Shana. And therefore, they should now embark upon having children. That's the cheshbon of, at least, I know at least two chashuvim rabbanim, one who serves in one of the biggest shuls in the country, if not the, and one who serves as a rebbe in our yeshiva, one of the biggest shurim, if not the. These are chashuvim rabbanim. I'm not discussing plain people who don't think things through. They think it through very carefully. They came to a conclusion, having witnessed too many early divorces. And so what's wrong? So they should be pregnant? No. That's the tzir of Apashias. To bring a child into the world, Rabosai, to bring a child into the world where there's going to be a divorce, a broken home, and it's so much sorrow for the child to go up in a broken home, and it's sorrow for the parents who are going to fight about this child, and it's a disaster. I agree that if I had Ilu Chazoi, had the Ruach HaKodesh, had the couple going to get divorced within a year, I would tell them, don't have children. Frankly, they would tell me if they're going to divorce, ever they shouldn't have children. If I knew, I have a crystal ball. I have one. I don't know. Because it's so much tsar. I've seen too much tsar and pain for the children, for the parents. It's a disaster. I'm asking. But the question is, so you're going to pass them for every single couple? Every couple under the chuppah? You're going to tell them you should practice contraception for a year because there are too many divorces within the first year? So we discuss it. Is it a Mir Tamatsui? Someone mentioned it to me last week. I decided to go to the source. I called Dr. Pelkovitz. He knows everything. This is his specialty. He says to me, I've been thinking about this for a long time. It's very hard to get statistics on this. Very hard. But he said, he speaks to people. He speaks to his Talmidim. He speaks to the rabbi. He speaks to the Rebbetzins. And through that, he gets a nice sample of the core section of Orthodox Jewry. We're not discussing America. America, I believe, is 50% divorce. Something like that? That's crazy. Everyone agrees that an Orthodox Jew is not 50% divorce. Everyone agrees. But what is the percentage, and what is the percentage of the first year, I asked him. He told me a statistic which shocked me. Shocked me pleasantly. I thought there's so many divorces today. It's so common. He said he's not sure. After asking rabbis and rabbis and students, he's not sure, catch this, that lifetime divorce in the Orthodox community is a Mir Tamotsu. It's possible, he says, that lifetime divorce in the Orthodox community is less than 10%. I was quite surprised by this. I thought it was certainly more than 10%, but I heard it from his mouth to my ears. I asked him, he said he's not sure. Even if, Rabosai, it goes above the 10% mark lifetime, it's clearly not 10% in the first year. So what are you worried about Amir Shanamatri for? I asked him, if it's less than 10%, how can people think it's much more than that? He gave me a psychological term. Quote, vividness fallacy. Psychological, you look up on your internet. That's what he told me. What does it mean? As the problems are so vivid that people think this is not the worst thing and they have to stay away from this no matter what. Even though statistically, it's much less common. You have a muscle. People are afraid to go on a plane. Oh, your plane is so dangerous. They go on cars all the time. Everybody knows, if you ask her, it's much safer to go on a plane than to go in a car. But if a plane crashes, vividness fallacy, they show on the TV, the plane crashes, there's a fire. Said it's true, when the marriage crashes, it's like a plane crash. It's very vivid. And then people think it's happening every single day. It's not happening every single day. Not, just not. It's, yes. Over the time span of the marriage. Every marriage. Under the chuppah, you go to 10 weddings. How many are going to last? I thought, I can't say that 9 are going to last out of the 10. And Dr. Talbot was not sure. He thinks maybe 9 out of the 10 are that we're going to Orthodox marriage, Yeshiva Bochum's, Frum and Jews marriage, maybe 9 out of 10 will last. Halavah? Hope he's right. Yes?
Does Rabbi know the Tura button that asking that they should go on birth control, do they know the percentages?
I will be there to tell them. I'll tell them to speak to Dr. Pelkovitz. Maybe they'll change the psak. Maybe they're guilty of vividness fallacy. I mean, everyone's guilty of it. I don't know. Now, he said to me, volunteered to me, when is the biggest time of divorce? Within the first 5 years. Those are the marriages that never really gelled. And then, for the next 10 years, you're okay. No guarantees in life. Then the second spike, he says, comes between 15 and 20 years after the marriage. I said, well, what's pshat? That's when the pressure starts building. Financial pressure, growing, bringing up teenage kids pressure. You know, that's another spike. And if you get past that hump, Rabbi would say, you're pretty good. You know, that's what he told me. It's a U-curve. So he gave me a statistic. You'll ask him. So therefore, it seems to me there's no real. The people think that maybe the rabbi will think they're all getting divorced in the first year based on the vividness fallacy. I don't know what, but it seems to me that it cannot be done. We already spoke about it. That even though it may lead to other averus, like I told you my sefer akedah. I don't want to go into that again, but I will concede. I'm the biggest opponent of birth control upon marriage. I'll be matter it. If I think, based on my limited seichel, this marriage is doomed. So why are they getting married? They don't listen to me. I would tell them not to get married. But I would try to avoid such a marriage happening in the first place. But if I'm, in my opinion, there's such a strong chance that the marriage is not going to work, then I'd be married in principle to the heter not to be causing tsar to him and to her and to the child. I agree with it in principle. But we're not predictive of these things. How do you know? Rabbi, say, you've never been in a wedding you thought they're going to be divorced within a year for sure, and they're living happily 20 years later? You're too young to know about 20 years later. But 10 years later, maybe 5 years later, this has no chance, this marriage. And you get to, and the marriage you thought would be the best, the most peaceful, the most blissful, the best shidduch in the world, boom. We're not predictive of these things. We can't. And therefore, I believe that we should not be encouraging birth control upon marriage based on the fact that there's too many divorce is the first year. Yes?
Those two Rabbanim are other people that may go for this. That's their sole reason.
To my knowledge, that's their reason. To my knowledge. To my knowledge. Okay. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has another case over here. A case which is some remarkable cases over here. Quite remarkable case, which I don't. Rav Moshe has that someone has. Difficult with sick children. Through a Moshe's tshuva, sick children. So you get a babysitter. You have no right to postpone having more children because your child is sick. That's what Moshe writes in the tshuva. I don't understand that. It seems to me that a mother has a responsibility to her present children if they're sick. You have to take care of them. Now Chassidim have a different outlook on this. There, by them, the most important thing is having more and more and more and more children. What do you do when you have what we'll call today in our language special needs children? No, everyone knows that. Everyone knows the mother's going to be so orangutan with a special needs child. She's not going to have child after child after child like the other Hasidic women are having. They're not, it's not going to work. You know what they do? They take the child away from the mother. That's what they do. I'm telling you. Satna. If you have a Down syndrome child who was born in Williamsburg, child is brought up in Monroe. Given up to a different couple that they don't have their own children. They want to do what's chesed and bring up other people's children. And vice versa. And then it goes back to being a baby machine again. Because the burden's taken off her. That's what they do. Am I saying it's the right thing to do? I can't imagine such a thing. And in our world, I can't imagine the women giving up their children to go to Monroe and not taking care of themselves, even with the tremendous difficulties that women especially have with these kinds of children, with all kinds of special needs. Lemineum, you can name it, fill in the blank. There's so many different quote-unquote special needs. I hold that if a woman's doing that, she has to take care of those children. Rav Moshe, she got babysitters. She hold children, she can get babysitters. And even if she's pregnant, she'll have to go to the hospital. She'll go anywhere. The whole arichas is trying to explain why there's no excuse to postpone having children. I don't understand it. Rav Shlomo Zalman, by contrast, seems to have certain leniencies over here. And here he talks about a zug psoim. You know, you have a couple that they're not, what do we call them today? Developmentally challenged. I think that's the right word. I don't know what the proper word is today. I won't tell you what we used to call them in the old days. But that's what they, no psoim. They just, they don't have the intelligence of a bar mitzvah bacha. Of a bar mitzvah, they say, let's never reach that level of intelligence. They just never reach it. So Rav Moshe, the whole discussion, of Shlomo Zalman, right, that same tshuva, he says it's foul. Who's going to take care of these kids? Clearly the kids can be like them too. He thinks they're potter from the mitzvah. Potter from the mitzvah? How you take care of them? How you arrange it? They're potter from the mitzvah. Whatever it is. Kosher liquid, whatever equivalent things that pot. This is in page Beis. Zug psoim, zug mefagrim, as it's often called in Eretz Yisrael today. The things that should not be encouraging them to have children. Adkan, Rabosai. Adkan. Okay. I want to discuss the Gemara of Ayin Vav, which we haven't gotten to yet. I think it's the last Gemara which we haven't gotten to in the old Maamar Kamashi. Yes, you have a question?
No.
Question? Yes. Yes, it's fine.
Back to the IUD and pill
that sure.
Is of
yeah.
Why is that reason
to answer any more than a regular period? No, they say it's going to cause a woman to be a nida, and she either won't realize it or she'll be asked to her husband the whole time. So it's not going to have a good outcome. That's what they say. They're correct. Some pills cause a lot of breakthrough bleeding. There may be certain leniencies. I'm not going to learn anything else nida now. IUDs can cause bleeding, and especially the hormonal ones for carbacoma. But you manage it. If it's no good, you try a different method. Okay.
Why can't you just check? And then
she can check it. There are measures you can't really check. It's too small. Whatever. I'm not going to. We're not learning Hilchos neither. Because mana zeh, there are pills that work without any breakthrough bleeding for many, if not most, women. And there are IUDs, the old copper ones, that for most women do not cause intermittent bleeding. So there are possibilities. Rabbi say, I invava man alf. The Gemara is discussing an individual. One unfortunately has a hole in a certain part of the body, the reproductive organ, which will render him also love of a call. We just read a few weeks ago, they have all to a doctor put shop for Bekal Hashem. So the Gemara wants to know, Gemara says, Dike v'atara v'atzma v'nistam, if there was a tear and it's sealed up, kol shilu nikri v'nikra posel, v'ilav kosher. If when he sees Zera, it rips again, possibly, won't be able to have children. But if it stays, it's kosher. No, so I know it. Hechi avdinon. I have to do a test. You have to know. Zok the Gemara. My sina nama chamima vistisarium and manchalea be pukri umakri. Lito to carry. Vechazina late. We'll see if it's a rip or no rip. Omar abaye. Otu kule alma yakav avinu havoi. Dichsiv be kochi veracious oni. Shalorah carry miyamov. You have to do all this stuff, right? So much physical activity in order to get him to be b'otzi zera. We think like Yaakov Avinu. Ela Rabbi, Mavrinan Kamei Big Day Tzivonin. You pass nice colored women's colored garments. That's going to be enough to have him be b'otzi zera. Amar Rava, Atu Kule Alma, Barzilai Hagiladihu. Who's Barzilai Hagiladi? He was a guy who was so involved in women that the slightest thing, he just always think about his women, and they would lead him to be Motzi Zera just by seeing a woman's garment with no woman in it. No, you have to go back to the first plan. Obviously, these things are relevant, Rabbi Osai. I never had a case in my life of this, of Nikev Bak Torah Venistam, with this. I never had such a shiloh. But I did have shilohs, very serious shilohs, of male infertility, where the only way for him to have children is to be Motzi Zera, either in the best case scenario, that Zera could be inserted directly into his wife, with much less of a shiloh, because that Zera itself is being inserted to what they call today IUI, intrauterine insemination, which bypasses some of the problematic areas that are preventing having children, or more commonly, where they go to an infertility doctor, and he doesn't know, before doing anything invasive on the woman, he wants to know, is the man fertile? How are we going to know? The man has to give a sample. So, a sample, we don't do these things. So what's the law on these kinds of cases? That's what I've discussed right now, to see what the poskim say about these serious questions. So he discusses over here, Rabbi Osai, in the Sefer Nishmas Avraham, this is again in Siman Aleph, this is on page Yud Dalet. He quotes Shut Zakan Aaron. So Rabbi Aaron Wolkin, that's how it was, lived in the middle part of the 20th century. He says, unbelievable, I don't understand this. Haderech ha-mufcho la-hasogas ha-zera hu derech bia v'zor mi-bachutz. That's the best way. Uvim i-evshar, if that's impossible, yasakein ayadei kis ha-miyuchot shemesim ala-ever. A condom. Now, not the condom you buy in the drugstore. The condom you buy in the drugstore is chock filled with spermicides to avoid any pregnancy. That's why they're doing it. But there are special condoms. I'm told they make it in Chicago, that's what I was told, which you can buy by special request in certain, which works. The poskim say that there's no danger. They should make a hole in the end of the condom, a little tiny microscopic hole that in theory the woman can become pregnant. Only there's one mashu to make her pregnant. And that's what they say, to make a hole. Why this kan aron holds that zormi b'chutz is better than a condom is beyond my understanding. I don't understand how could it be. So sure enough, I looked and looked and looked, and here on page Reish Chav Ches, here it's in Simon Chav Gimel, here in the same Sefer, he says, Poskim acherim madifim levishas kis lederech shel doshim v'fnim v'zormi b'chutz. Unidentified poskim acherim. Well, if he asks for a list, I'm going to put my name in there too. I thought that should suit me much better. Because here, yeah, this Zuriya is Bibifnim. All right, there's a condom. We already saw Rav Moshe was considering that as maybe certainly much better than Zorim B'chutz. I would put Igris Moshe in this list. Right? Because we saw it. He doesn't just quote anonymous poskim acherim. Fine. That's what it is over here. Good. Now, the Achiezer says in Chela Gimel, Simon Chav Dalet, Sivkotin Dalet, that if it's impossible to have the zera be collected either b'zamer b'chutz or with the kiss, he quotes over here. It's quoted on the same page Reish Chav Ches from the Achiezer. He says it's muta lahotzi zera levatola. Marshal says over here in our sugin Yevamis, in this sugya, in Daf Ayin Vav, it's only Begroma. Rav Yaakov Emden says, it's even Be'adayim as Mutter. And Rachiezer says, Yesh Lismok al Divri Hayavitz, Tehecha Di'evsha Begroma, Lasos Kain, catch this word now, Be'adayim. Woo! Be'adayim, Mamish. Rav Moshe has, Be'adayim is the worst. That's Losinov Be'ad. He says, there's no other alternative. No. So he writes over here from Rav Yoshev. It's in Kovitz Chuvitz. Hadavah Pele, in Mayam Shal Shlomo Osev and Mefurish, V'chein Masha Pasha Tasuga B'Yavamis. Dem Lokin Lama Kali Kol Hanitatsuki, as the Yam Shal Shlomo says, He has a wild cheetahs. He says, well, if you can't find a shidduch, unless he knows in advance if he can have a child or not, yeshmuk on the hati, but only be able to shal grama, as the saga says in Yevamos. Okay, there could be a physical grama, you know, this whole story with the nama, etc., but not be a dayan mamish. And he quotes another shidduch from Rabbi Yoshe. What's the chelik beis and chelik gimel printed at Kovetz Shus? Yamshal Shlomo Perek Ches Simet Tes Vav. Pshita shu also holds his shikazer biyad shechayavisa, as it says in Yidah Daf Yud Gimel. So even if this bedika is latir olava bekol olahach shezaro, we're not matir only by grama, etc., etc. How long you have to wait? Shekvar zman rav, Achiezer said 10 years. The Toras Mordechai 12 years. Achrei anisuin, huh? 10, we know where 10 years comes from. It's a Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos. It's about 12 years. I have 12 years. I don't understand why they're waiting so long in these kinds of situations. I don't think so. You should wait that long. I'll show you in a minute. But I want to first show you a Beis Shmuel, who's matir also, the Hotzoa Zera, not just in the context of the Gemara, where it's in order to know if he's a Psua Daka, Ror Lover Bekol, but another similar case. Turn to Simon Chof Hei. Simon Chaf Hei is this whole simon about the Isra Matzor Zer Levatola. So the Beis Shmuel is a fascinating case. I never had this case. The Beis Shmuel has a case over here. Simon Chaf Hei Sif Koton Beis in Beis Shmuel. The Shulchan Aruch writes that it's Matzor Zer is Asur. Im Nimtza Dam Be'ed Shal Isha. The woman after Tashmish checks herself and sees blood. It's a terrible thing. Tashmish is a terrible thing. V'yesh safek im hadam mimena o mimenu. Maybe in the zera is something that's a kind of prostatic infection. For your information, the zera habal is 90% prostatic fluid. Nothing to do with the actual zera, the semen that pregnates the woman. That's what the RUR, they get rid of all the junk. They inject with a syringe deep in, only the zera proper. So it could be some kind of a prostatic wound, and the blood's coming from the man. She's not that neat at all. Nira lechora de muta leish loti zera, ke levar im adami menuhu, doyen isu de shamish loti zera. Right, in this kind of a situation, arrive from Perek Arul, that I involve. That's his right. V'yesh nitchos, v'tzorachin, the whole pilpul, whether this is. I want to point out to you, I believe the correct statement about how long they should wait before embarking upon these various fertility treatments is found in the Sefer Tzitz Eliezer. There's a whole arichas over here. Chelek Tes, Simen Nun Aleph. There's a very, very long piece on Bayot Rufuyot B'Kiyum Hata Mishpachti. What does that mean? Fertility issues. The first question part is four parts. The fourth part is artificial insemination. I'm not up to that yet. The third part is abortion. I'm not up to that. I don't know if we're ever going to get to that. It's not a sugya in Yevamos. The second part is contraception. The first part, bedikas zera habal lekosher holoda, checking out the man to see if he's able to have a child. So he goes into a discussion over here in this what's called Shar Aleph. Talks about it at some length. He has two issues. He says the best way, he writes in Perek Beis, is what they call today a post-coital collection, which means that the man and the woman live together as a normal man and wife, and then the zera of the Baal is in her body, and she goes to a doctor very quickly thereafter, and the doctor takes something out of there, and this difference, no zera levatol at all. So that's the best way. I think it's correct. That's the best way. If that fails, the next best way is the condom with the hole. If that fails, then we have to have a collection, and we'll use the expression in a jar. But that collection should take place ideally, that the post can put it in the nicest possible fashion. How do you get him to be motzi zera in a jar, which is an isur goma mamish, Now, it's not an Easter, it's a mitzvah. It's part of the Puruvu process. It's going to help them to to maybe have it checked, or it should be help his wife have a child directly. Yaharer b'ishto. Should think about his wife and how much he likes to be physically with his wife. And if he's a good, young, healthy male, this itself will likely lead to the otzah azera, which is in this particular case a mitzah. You know, the exact same thing for a different individual would be an avera chamura. So yet, at the very end, he has a sikum. And this is end of sikum of Perek Beis. Again, this is quite a lengthy piece. Sikum, mikol ha'amur. Mutter, he says, for it to be checked, to see if the issue is his or hers, because the doctors are not going to do any surgery on her if they think the problem is might be him. It's unethical. It's talking even against halacha. The best way is yotzi zara mirecha ma'isha miyad acha shiyu biyachad. If that's impossible because of the other fluids of the woman that get all mixed in, so he talks about doshin b'fnim and a kiss. I disagree with him here too. I think that the kiss is better than Dormi Bechutz. Then he says, I feel to be a dying. I should really die. Just Machshava to hold Hashem Shemayim. Okay, fine. Then he says as follows. Eev shalikvo az manu gvul kama sheyisha abal at sheyutu lalasis bedika mishalom. Min Chassidus says 10 years. Igros Moshe says 5 years. Chazanish, even 2 years. Hakol tol lefiya mesibos. Even less than 2 years, maybe mutter. It depends on the case. I agree. Not less than 1 year. In my view, less than 1 year, they shouldn't be going to a doctor at all. Just give them a year, give them a honeymoon. Shana Rishona, 1 year. 1 year, even if you're not keeping Igros Nida. Only 85% of couples will become pregnant. Kavachom, if you're keeping nida, it's even less than that. So you're part of the miut hamotzi. You have to relax. After a year passes, the woman starts getting anxious, you know, that would be matured immediately, no matter what her age. She could be 21. Her anxiety, it seems to me, after a year, it seems to me, is enough to be matured. Various tipulin, I think. Rav Moshe has some very amazing Chumas over here. I want to discuss a very sad case that I had. A bacher was diagnosed with cancer, unmarried, and they told him he had to undergo very serious treatments, chemo or radiation, which can leave you sterile for the rest of your life. He came to his, can I bank the sperm, as he put it? Mit Hashem lev refuah shlema, and I want to have children. This is discussed on both sides by in the Nishmas Avraham. I'll read it to you if you want to look it up yourself. The next page, Reish Chav Tes. This sad case, which I actually had. Because of Bakshi Daron, Shut Binyanav, Bochosh Omer Lischatein, Shechola B'machla Mameres, Veya Omer L'Kabal Tipulin B'Akronos, V'Chadom Ashiyivku B'Kosher Aporiyot. The Gaon writes, he says as follows: Im lahatir otzo azera me'abochel fnei nisuin beod kocha b'mosnov nishyuchel lahafos v'yishel lacha nisuin hashel hupnas lagrishel yashiv shlita. What's it in? He said, "Ein lahatir." Why? Kevin shabochel adayin lo nasu isha eino chayav v'pol b'mitzvus puri v'rivya. I'm not sure. What do you mean? Of course, it's chayav approval. I can't do it without a wife. His wife is right. The guy's engaged over here. I'm not sure what he means. He's engaged or he's a marriageable age. I'm not sure what he means. But if you ask me, be mutter at age 16. I'm not thinking about marriage, but im lo achshav ein masan. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote to him, ein kol hevdel ben ish nosu vein ravak. So it's mutter anyway, even if he's single. Ledaiti says Rav Shlomo Zalman, gam nosu lo chayav b'kach. He's not chayav to do it. Ki haTorah haKadosh lo chiva es ha'odam b'akpo zera. V'chol sofik b'nidon zehu im osur mutter. Okay? Okay? He wants to do it. You know what? doesn't have a big problem with his shidduch otherwise. A guy says, listen, I had the chemo, but don't worry, I have enough zera bank to have 20 kids. Okay, so the woman asked, 20 kids? Yeah, I'll show you a doctor's note. It's 20 kids, they're going to have 20 kids. Healthy, 100% healthy, before I had any chemo radiation, 100%. He's more likely to find a shidduch than the guy who says to this girl, you know, I can't have any kids of my own. You have to go adopt kids or have a donor. He doesn't want to marry that guy. Unless she has kids of her own already. So forget about it. For, right? How can you answer these things? It seems to me, I don't understand. To my mind, I think it's a mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman is not so hard on it. He says, maybe it's Hashkafas HaTorah. I thought it is Hashkafas HaTorah. If we have the ability to do it, this man has said we should do it. So we can have children of his own. That's what I thought. Rav Shlomo Zalman is Matir, Rabbi Osai, these things. Even if he already has children, he already has a boy and a girl, never he's diagnosed with cancer. And then they told him, listen, if you want to have more children, now's the time to bank sperm. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks it's mutter, even if he already has a boy and a girl, to fulfill the Erev Altanach Yedecha. It's quoted over here in two places. A tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman on page Resh Chaf Vav in this sefer, and he quotes it again on page Resh Lamed. Okay, and by the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman also in Rav Yashiv as well. It says the Yam Shel Shlomo Pshita Shu Asul Alotzi Shechazer B'Yad Shechayv Misa. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Ein Kavanos Alesol Degamrei Afim Yevshem Binyan Afim, because. The Yom Shel Shlomo says, "Heichi Abdina the Maisi Leli De Bedika Lechatchila." That means that Kala Kal Tchila. Otuchu Gam Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, it's Big Day Tzivonim is the best, and then the other Groma. And if worse comes to worse, yeah, of course the Yashvish Yaakov on Yevamis. He says, "Av Shemutal Lohotshich Vezer Leidin Abdika Bechidek Sheevshal Leshayidezer Yemutal Lava Bekol." Okay, so too for Peru Ravu. And even if he has a ben and a bas, it's still mutter for Le'ava Tanach Yedecha. Or he doesn't care about the mitzvah. Ishto mitzta'eres habi mizeh, she ain't old bonim. She wants more children. And he quotes the Chazon Ish, it's quoted by Sefer Chaya Nefesh, who married 2 years, and the Chazon Ish was matter they should do this bedika to see if he's fertile or not. By the way, the doctors are not always right. Talmud of mine had no children after a few years of marriage, and they go putting through these tests. He wants to know. The doctor's giving him a hard time. But I told him the post-coital, and then they went the hole in the condom, and he's giving me shadows. The doctor's making himself crazy. I'm talking to him. I said, just do this. And I gave him a whole Seder Advar. Calls me back a couple of weeks later. I said, you're not going to believe it. What? My wife is pregnant. After they said that the first test was negative, it was no zero sperm. Zero. Zero. The tests are not always right. His wife became pregnant totally naturally after a zero sperm test on their account. They had a bad day. I don't know what. So the doctors are not always, you know, you have to be careful with the doctors. They mean well. You're best if you go to a firm doctor. There are a couple of firm doctors in case any of you have this problem. But you won't have this problem. If you do, there are firm doctors right in this area. One is practices in Westchester, one in New Jersey. And there's some high-powered ones in Manhattan. That's high-powered for the high-powered people. But the more regular people, they're good, very capable practitioners. There's even one in Brooklyn who's well-known for these things. Wrote a book on it. So there are firm people who are doing these things. And it's if a person needs it himself or knows someone, you can always be referred to these individuals.
They have to use the bank sperm.
Oh, what happens if you have no use for it? I have to tell you a sad story. That bocher that I permitted to bank a sperm, unfortunately passed away from the cancer. Never got married. So the father came to me, now what do I do? I said, destroy it. It turned out, I guess I was wrong at the end. It was Levatola, but I was shy though. I had no way of knowing. We hoping he'd survive. It's very important to do this, because if you know anybody who's been diagnosed with cancer just now, rush them to bank it. one round of treatment is enough to ruin it for life. I'm telling you from dealings I've had, real life, they're very sick. You want to cry. Your mamash want to cry. I'll say more than that. So it's a very serious situation. Chelik Dalid, Simon Ayin Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. But Moshe talks about these things. I don't understand what he says there, but I'm just reading what he says.
What happens if you don't want to have children? Let's say you don't necessarily really want to have, you're not using work at all, but you don't necessarily really want to have children for the first 4 years you're married because you're in school, so you're more than happy. So
you lucked in. You lucked in. In other words, if the couple doesn't want to have children, and they went to me, and I told them I have to have children, she's crying. Oh, okay. So she goes and she lives a normal life with her husband. There are no kids for 4 years. Nope. She had her way. The Ribbono Shel Olam was on her side, not on my side. Well, okay. She's not mechuyev after a year to go do treatments. Not
how long? Show.
How long? Maybe even 10 years. I don't know. If she's trying, she's doing. I had a case. I know my cases. I had a case 30 years ago, maybe more. That came to me and he starts describing to me a situation. Getting married, his wife wants to have birth control, a whole arichas, a this. After describing my situation, I said, my dear friend, you're going to have to go to a doctor to have children. Looked at me funny. A few years later, he said, Rabbi, how'd you know? His wife, she couldn't have children. She was not able based on, I figured it out, but I have no MD degree, just based on a few things he told me. And sure enough, I went to the doctor to have children. He said, not a doctor, not to have children. You're not going to go to any doctor. These things are not chiyuvim. There's no, the mitzvah, pru, revu, is to have beer with your wife on a normal basis of owner until you have children. That's what we read the Rambam. The Rambam says, according to Shulchan Aruch, Simon Ayin Vav. That's the chiyuv. You're not mechuyev to go to any clinics or nothing. You're not mechuyev. Okay. You might argue, since it says in Dina de Gemara, was a divorce wife after 10 years, and we say we gave you a heter not to do it based on our own cheshbonos with the Me'ez Shimcha, with the Me'ez Shechochma, etc. So at that point in time, you really would be mechuyev to do to see what's going on. But before that, I don't think it's a chiyuv to do it. You mean most people would want to do it. Most people in the world don't want to wait 10 years after the marriage to have children. And there are exceptions. Okay. Everyone with me so far? Rav Moshe, Simon Ayin Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. This is the Marfan syndrome case. We already saw this Marfan syndrome. He has to tell her, okay? So he tells her, having children 50% will have the same disease. What should he do? Should he take a woman who can have bas banim, or buy a woman who's not a bas banim? He ne poshut im ach yocho lahasik isha yodah shucholim izeh. You have to tell him. Mutter vega mechuyim itzah puravu likachena. Do ha'efshe she yivoldu banim u banos shlemim u b'riim. V'shayach she yikavah l'shpala kodesh ha'mizborach. Sheyolid bonim ubonos shleim ubriyim b'chole v'reim. Wait a minute. What's the implication over here? If you had a different syndrome, where every last child is going to be sick, maybe not. Let's get to the Moshe we had in the first chelik. Ubaros shegam kolei olodim shach sheyur shleim ubriyim. Ben hechrech shechetz v'ni yucholim. Ve'en demai sinism. Of course it's right. Every child has a 50% chance. But then he says, "Avol afim yivoldu gam cholim b'machlazu yikayim mitzvaso daruim in the yishuv olam v'ikol l'shemes itzara." Even quote the Rabbi Yochanan of Samach Beis, "V'miyev shelo lahasig isha ruyal leolit el isha aniya nami mechuyev im yesh lo momon lefaisel azeh." Pay a money to have your children. Not politically correct. You please marry me. No, you have more fans. Here's $1 million. That's what Moshe said. Didn't he say that? Okay. The Rakim call Anoshim Uriyim Laholid and wrote us, "Oz Uonos Mekim Mitzasei the Puravu, but so of these Isha Shena Uriyim Laholid Mitzad Achiv the Isha Vidav Samachalaf Medbeis." So you have no choice. This is Sivkot and Beis. Not Sivkot and Gimel. They have already a boy and a girl. They want to have more children. Should they go to the doctor? Hine, im ein yodim me'ezah machla shenasa lo olo lo shayach lochosh shu me'ezah choli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Rotsa L'Zakosim V'Yosim. Huh? They're not sick. Says Hashem doesn't want to give more children. This is written in Tavshin Mem Aleph. I don't understand. Shelo Zikim Elashi Yikayimam B'Kifi Chiyuv V'Lo L'Yosim. For those who own a Shvekshim Yisbarach, and I should start off with this close, and this close to Yeribonim. Kibish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosan L'Echad, Ribi Baruch Hu B'Kol Ashi Ashalo, Shul Diskus L'Baruch Hu. And there are people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them called Tzarkom V'Lo Yosef, Mitzarkom, that's it financially, I think it means. Shein L'Hachshev Zeh La'Onesh, Ela Shalo Nita La Baruch Hu Shem B'Yosef. Ava Tzark Shi Yispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shi Yizakalem Ba'od Bonim U'Bonis. The Av Al Ribri Ksofim Uloi Ein Tzarek Lispalel. You hear what's going on? It's Erev Rosh Hashanah now, Rosh Hashanah. Maybe there's no need, Kosveim V'Sefer Paschanos V'Chal Kolom. Maybe there's no need to ask for more than you absolutely need. Not that I want to be a millionaire, I want to just have enough money to get what I have to eat. Rabbi says, Mesupik, or the person should be davening for more money than he needs. Rabbi says, everybody's davening for more money than he needs. That was never Rabbi says, Shuvah. Yeah. Aval Yosef, Bonam, Bonas, Shenivra, Beteva, Koach, Isha, Isha, Sheyuchlu, Laholid, Yesh, the spell. Oh, Rabbi says, Matta, to daven. It's not so sure should daven for more money than you need, but should daven for more kids than the minimum. Rabbi says, that means any one of you who's davening for money, more than you need, should come home and daven for more than a boy and a girl. Not this man, get married first, okay? Start davening now, it's okay. Shiyad Hashem Yisbarach Lehem V'yeldu Od V'yikaymu Od Mitzvot Shevas Al Kavan HaNosef V'gam Shiyikaymu B'gidul Harbei Mitzvot Lein Erech V'Sof. Okay? This is what he says. But he's saying over here, he said they shouldn't go to the doctor. Right? That's what he sounds like. Alei Lech Lech Rofim? No! Don't go to the doctor. Bein Yishalelem. Why did I go to the doctor? I don't understand this. You have a boy and a girl, and all of a sudden, second day infertility. Stopped. I would say, go to a doctor. Not the first day, not the first minute. 2 years passed, and they tried for at least a year to have another child, and something went wrong. They had no problem last time, and her periods are regular, and she needs to be ovulating. I would go to a doctor right away. They want to have more children. It's a gaval de gazach. Rabbi says, go say tillim. I'm not against tillim, chalila v'chas, but it seems to me that a person who wants to have more children, should they go into a doctor in this kind of circumstance? I'm just reading the Tshuva over here. I really can't. I want to give a summary of this whole topic because tomorrow I want to start the new topic. We discussed very sensitive matters, Rabbi Osai, that, you know, Rabbi Moshe prohibited me from discussing with you at all. He said, Ein Doshel Arayis B'Shlosh. But he says, for Tamid HaChachamim, then it's Mut. The kind of Tamid HaChachamim will look at Nigus Moshe. So since you look at Nigus Moshe, you're a Tamid HaChachamim by definition. So these are sensitive matters. The whole issue is sensitive. Some of the issues, the more physical things we spoke about, are sensitive. And I've often said that perhaps the best place for an individual to learn about these things is from his Rebbe and a Shir, as opposed to people learning about these things from outside sources, maybe the internet or the wherever else. We try to prevent it from a wholesome, halachic Torah perspective. To my mind, whatever you have to know as a Talmud Chacham before you get married is in the Gemara, is in the Rishonim, in the Poskim, you hear from your Rabbeim. There's no need to go anywhere else. Now there's a whole issue called a Chosn Shmuz, that a person goes before he gets into a Chosn Shmuz. When I get married, no such thing as a Chosn Shmuz. And we learn from the Gemara, from the Rabbeim. Okay, the Chosn Shmuz is itself a Rebbe. So before you get married, when I go to a Chosn Shmuz, you have my Bruch. Make sure to go to an appropriate individual. Now, it's almost de rigueur that a kala has kala classes. Well, it's not always that way. You may find conflicts between the chosn shmuz rabbi and the kala classes. This morning, somebody called me with something from a kala teacher in a certain place. I said, "Say that again." I never heard of this kala teacher. I said, "I'm happy to speak to her. I don't agree with what she says." So you have to be careful. Like there are all kinds of doctors, there's all kinds of rabbonim, there are all kinds of chosn shmuz, all kinds of kala teachers. Now, you know, it's so difficult to get involved when you're a bacher with the kala. And another thing, in my view, none of these things should be discussed at all before a couple's married. Nothing, in my opinion. Birth control, now that's off the table. If your kala brings up, say, my rabbi said it's not a subject for discussion. Finished. And I said, she wants to come speak to me together with you. I'm happy to speak to you. I'll have the same thing that happened 30 years ago with that couple. I had a good outcome, Baruch Hashem. but it should be a topic of discussion. What is pshita that this is not what should be done at the beginning? Nothing to discuss. Again, if it comes up, I'm happy to talk to you, to her, to both, if it comes up. And especially anything which is graphic in nature, physical, intimate, there's nothing to do with before the marriage. It shouldn't be, this is, people don't realize this today. They're told these things up. They make a sailor blush, because they used to use that lush. There's a book now called, Why Doesn't Anybody Blush Anymore? Who? Rabbi Manus Friedman from Minnesota somewhere, up somewhere. It's Avram Fried's brother. Really? Not kidding. So he's Friedman. But it's a very good book. It's sneers that things should be discussed. Chosn Kala, people going on dates. You want to go on a date, you're discussing how many, you want a big family, a small family, that's mutter. Beyond that, it really is inappropriate. We should all be zochim et Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be all the brachas of Baruch Privitnacha Amin V'yam. Come on, new sugya, Los is going to do with all of its issues. If you want to have a special shiur on Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah, let's do it. Maybe on Tuesday, we'll tie it into